Residents of Perry County, about an hour southeast of Columbus, say life there is peaceful, in large part because of their neighbor, the 4,500-acre Perry State Forest. But they worry their way of life may be in jeopardy because of a pending permit to turn 545 acres of the forest into mine land.
I water my horses out of this creek down here.
Resting his hand on his horse's nose, Jeff Ivers looks out over his land. 43 acres, surrounded by forest on three sides, and a small creek running through it.
It's safe as far as human consumption, as long as you filter it. But I have well water, and if they mine, it's a chance of ruining my well, definitely ruin the creeks.
Ivers and many of his neighbors have concerns about a planned strip mine that, if approved, would take up about 12% of the entire forest. Research has shown that strip mining can pollute waterways and increase risk of contamination of groundwater. It can also lead to air and noise pollution.
We've got a 5-year-old daughter we'd like to raise and keep her in the country and keep her a nice, clean, free spirit. You can't do that if they're mining around you. It'll be, "Daddy, what was that noise? What are they doing? You want to hear backup beepers while you sleep?" I don't.
Perry State Forest is one of the most popular places in the state for ATV and horseback riding, in part because of rugged and barren terrain left behind by a previous strip mine that was never restored to its natural state.
This forest creates a lot of revenue for this town. They just don't see that, and they think mining's going to create more revenue. I don't see how.
Oxford Mining Company submitted the permit application to mine the Perry State Forest at the end of 2017. Oxford was owned by Westmoreland, which is one of the largest coal companies in North America. It made national news in October by filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. Oxford was recently purchased by its former owner and became a new company called CCU Coal and Construction. Greg Honish is the vice president of CCU.
The mining proposed by CCU is expected to improve the environmental health of the area by reclaiming the previously unreclaimed ground located in the Perry State Forest.
The company's track record and the declining market for coal leave many residents worried, and a depleted state fund for cleaning up abandoned mine land only worsens their fears.
If we could everyone take a seat, please? We'd like to get started.
At a recent public meeting at nearby New Lexington High School, Lanny Erdos of the Ohio Department of Natural Resources said Oxford's recent bankruptcy proceedings are not factored into the approval of mining permits.
We don't go in and look at the financial status of the company.
Right now, the Ohio Department of Natural Resources is the only barrier CCU has to mining the state forest. Erdos says ODNR is waiting for revisions to the application from the company, and that neighbors of the forest are doing the right thing by asking questions. His office has received nearly 1,000 emails, he says.
How often is a community able to stop a project like this?
That's a really good question, and it's a challenge. I'll admit it's a challenge for the community.
He says community input is being brought to the company. However, if CCU meets all the application requirements, ODNR is required to approve the permit.
You see the tree line there? It's right behind the tree line. They can mine, what is it? I was told up to 300 feet from your property line.
Yellow dots painted on the trees mark where Bonnie Gary's property touches the southern end of the proposed mine. Her parents bought this land in 1962, and Gary has spent her whole life here, raised her kids here. She says she was devastated when the forest near her home was clear-cut, presumably to make way for the mine.
It's upsetting, because this is where my kids are. But, you know, I mean, we have to get used to change. And if that's the way it is, that's the way it is. And I've already said in my mind that if it happens, it happens. And we gave it all we got.
It's still unclear how long Gary and her neighbors will have to wait. ODNR officials don't know how long the permit process might take. Paige Flager, WOSU News.